Put stars in your washing machine. Finest stars you've ever seen. Bigger news now when you sing. C-U-Z does everything.
And now Does brings you The Guiding Light, created by Erna Phillips.
I've tried to explain that as district attorney, all I'm after is the truth, which I'm sure you can give me. You must be familiar, all of you, with certain facts pertaining to the actions of Maida from the time her son died and she left the hospital here in Selby Flats and came home. What happened when she came home? What she said? When she left the house? Where she went?
Yes. We can tell you that. He was all home. Mr. Hanley, you mustn't pay too much attention to what Willie said, and you must try to understand why my daughter-in-law and my daughter don't want to answer any questions. I ain't making no excuses for any of them. I don't think I have to. That's what I want you should know, Mr. Hanley. You want to ask questions? I'm willing to answer them. We ain't got nothing to hide. That I want to prove to you. We ain't got nothing to hide.
Silence follows the words spoken by Papa Bauer. Yes, Mr. Hanley, the head of the Bauer home has made it very clear to the family that any antagonism evidenced toward you might make it more difficult for Maida, who has been booked for murder. You don't have to be told. You know that every member of this family is now prepared to answer your questions. We'll learn more about this in a moment. For white fight washes without red hands, the spring is back to Dove.
Authentic door-to-door interviews prove it conclusively. More and more women who've tried some of those no-rinse chemicals for their wash are going back to Dove. Listen to these reports. First call, house on corner.
Mrs. L.R., mother of two children. Husband repairs furnaces, has heavily soiled work clothes. She washes three times a week in machine, rinses once in hot water. Has tried some of the no-rinse products, but her hands couldn't take it. Came back to Dove for really white whitewashes and real kindness to hands.
Next call.
Mrs. B.A. answered door. Was ironing a stack of men's shirts, all beautifully white. Uses mother's washing machine, rinses twice. Has tried many washing powders, but always comes back to Dove. Likes the way it treats her hands and is proud of her white Dove washes.
Authentic interviews like these prove the swing is back to Dove for white fight washes without red hands. So if one of those no-rinse chemicals is making your hands suffer on wash day, then climb aboard the Dove bandwagon.
Only Dove of all leading wash day products contains such great quantities of rich, real soap combined with two active detergents.
That's why Dove gets clothes so white and clean. While it gives extra safety to colors and almost toilet soap mildness to hands, does everything. For fight washes without red hands, get Does today.
Before I say anything further, Mr. Bauer, I want you to know that I appreciate this spirit of cooperation. You were all at the hospital, were you, when Chucky White died?
Yeah. No. Papa, your own. You were there, Ted and his father. Bert, Trudy, and I came after it was over.
And Maida?
She wasn't there when Chucky passed away.
Wasn't there?
No.
I didn't know where she went, not until afterwards. But Dr. Keeler, our minister, he told me she was in the church praying. And all of a sudden, was like she knew. She called Chucky, Chucky. And she got back to the hospital. No one had to tell her. She knew that it was over.
Did Meta leave the hospital with the rest of you?
No.
I wanted my sister to leave with us, Mr. Hanley. We begged her to, Bert and I. But Meta told us to go home. She was going to wait in the waiting room.
Did you see her husband?
No. She didn't want to see him, didn't want to talk to him. She wanted to be alone. She'd been waiting in that room for days, weeks.
Yeah. Well, she knew there was no use waiting no more, but she kept on waiting anyway. Waiting for what, I don't know.
Well, didn't she see Ted White at all after the death of her little boy?
Why should she?
Willie, we ain't asking the questions. We are only trying to help Meta.
Didn't anyone stay with her at the hospital? Any of you, I mean?
No. A friend of Meta's stayed with her.
Oh? What is her name?
Mrs. Brandon.
Oh, yes. She was at one time the foster mother of Chucky.
Mm-hmm. Charlotte brought her home.
What time was it, do you remember, when Meta arrived home from the hospital?
I don't remember. Willie, you know? Bertha? Trudy?
It was, sometime afternoon. We were all in the kitchen trying to carry on as usual, waiting for Meta. My wife was making some coffee, and Meta sat down and had a cup of coffee with her.
And how did she seem to you, Bill?
What do you mean?
Was she hysterical? Or...
Oh, no, Mr. Hanley. She was very calm. We were all a little taken by surprise.
Well,
thought...
She didn't seem to be quite herself. She was too calm.
Yeah, that's the way it was.
She talked about anything and everything except about Chucky.
Well, what did she say? Do you remember, Mrs. Bowers?
Oh, yes, I think I remember a few things she said.
Well, she really didn't know what she was saying.
Well, she wanted to make sure that you and I were going to come here to live after we left Beverly Hills. You see, Mr. Hanley, we had just sold our house. We hadn't any definite plans.
Oh, yes, we had.
Well?
Meta was just making conversation, Mr. Hanley. I don't think she wanted to talk about the boy or think about it. It was all too horrible, the accident. With Chucky being unconscious and when he took a turn for the worse, she thought he was getting better. Well, then it was the end.
Before she left the hospital to come home, did you know if she talked with her husband or his father?
We can't answer that, Mr. Hanley. We had already gone.
Mrs. Brandon could give you that information. We told you that she was with Meta after we left the hospital.
Now, how long did Meta remain at home before she went to Ted White's house?
When did she reach White's house, Mr. Hanley? The first we knew that she was there was when the police called.
Yeah, that's right. Didn't she give you any indication that she was going to see her husband when she left here?
No.
Where did she say she was going? I'm merely trying to establish what her movements might have been before she saw her husband.
It seems to me what you're trying to do, Mr. Hanley, is to have one of us admit that we knew she was going there.
Why, sorry if I've given you that impression.
Yeah. Well, none of us knew what she was going to do, where she was going, or why.
She said she was going for a walk.
Didn't any of you offer to go with her?
She said she wanted to take a walk alone.
Didn't you think that strange?
Mr. Hanley, are you cross-examining us? We're not in the courtroom. We're not on a witness stand. We're trying to cooperate. Now, please, don't try to trick us.
We ain't got nothing to hide.
Well, you'd think we had the way we're being questioned.
I think, Mr. Hanley, that we've given you as much information as we can, and I, for one, don't care to answer any more of your questions.
I'm sorry, Bill. I realize what a great shock all of you have experienced. I don't want to make it any more difficult for you. I appreciate what you've told me, and I won't bother you any longer.
Is there anything else, Mr. Hanley?
No, Mr. Bauer, nothing else. Well, good night, and the best of luck.
I'll go to the door with you.
That's quite all right, Miss Bauer. I'm sure I can find my way.
Good night, Mr. Hanley.
He seems to be very nice.
Yeah, you would think so, Bert. If I hadn't interrupted you, you'd have gone on and on.
Oh, really?
What kind of an idea do you think the guy got from what Bert said? Maida was calm. Herself.
Well, I don't think you made too good an impression. From the way you talked, Joe Bauer, Mr. Hanley could have thought you knew what your sister was going to do.
What are you talking about, Bertha Bauer?
Kinder.
I don't understand you, Papa.
Oh, what we said, it ain't going to hurt Maida that I know. Maybe it will help her.
That guy is out to get as good a case as he can against Maida. Now, that smooth talk, I'm pretty familiar with that. He'd make a good agency man.
Oh, don't be so bitter.
Now, wait a minute, kid. Look, we're all unstrung. We didn't expect it. Papa, maybe Bill is right. Maybe we should have said we didn't want to answer any questions. We didn't have to, you know.
What did we say? Only the truth.
Yes, the
truth. Justice? Did you ever see a picture of justice blindfolded?
Really? He didn't do nothing wrong. He didn't say nothing one way or the other. He only answered the question. What are you afraid of, my king?
I'm afraid for Maida. Every one of us. Every one of us knows that she had something on her mind when she left here. She talked to us as though she wasn't going to come back.
You don't think she left here too?
I don't know, Papa. I don't know.
Every gal who's walked a wife buys her does in the giant size.
And why not? Those giant economy size boxes are real money savers. Yes, and with does, you get fight washes without red hands. So listen, if your hands are suffering from one of those no-rinse chemicals on wash day, just you change to does. See what a pleasure it is to get fight washes without red hands. Does can promise this because of the way Does is made. Only Does, of all leading wash day products, contains such great quantities of rich, real soap, combined with two active detergents. That's why Does gets clothes so beautifully clean and white, while it gives extra safety to colors and almost toilet soap mildness to hands. Does everything in your wash and does right by your hands. So join the swing to Does. Get a giant economy-sized box. You'll save money and always have plenty of Does on the shelf. A scene between Bill Bauer and Ray Brandon in the next episode of The Guiding Light, brought to you by Does.
Put Does in your washing machine. D-U-Z does everything.
This is Clayton Collier wishing you good day and good dozing.